was woken up to basically it was coughing. Dog was going a bit mad, and I just thought I had a bit of a cough. And then it was a weird cough. Then I smelled smoke. Sort of opened my eyes, ran downstairs, and it was quite smoky. And I just ran out because we sleep up in the top bedroom. So time I ran down in and round the back, out into the street, I could see the flames coming out of the hairdresser's window, like a top bedroom window in Watts hairdressers. And I think it was Gary up the road, builder, was there, and another guy out and shouting. And it was literally, we were just banging on the window downstairs. There's a tenant down trying to get him out. I ran around the back and sort of kicking his door to wake him up, to get him out, and basically just make sure everybody was out, which is what happened. And then calling the fire brigade, obviously they'd already been called at that point, called them again. And, you know, they got here as quick as they could. They were brilliant, really. But then we were just waiting. You know, you're watching this fire rage. And then once they came, you know, they sort of got the water and stuff on it, and it looked like it was all kind of being contained. Everyone sort of panicking because it was contained to kind of one house or maybe two. But then you could see round the back, you could see the fire raging in the roof around the back where there's no access. And they had to get fire trucks in the end into the Red Line car park, hoses over and through number 20, two doors along here. I think they knocked through their bedroom wall up in the top into the next door house and hit it hard that way. The wind had sort of taken it along. It was coming in this direction.
What was it like watching that?
It was so scary because you could just see it completely out of control. You could see it was likely to take the whole high street.